My name is Meg Slater, and I am the Assistant Curator in the International Exhibition Projects Department at the NGV. For this issue of NGV Magazine, I've written a short piece on the American artist Linda Benglis and two of her works from the gallery's collection, Untitled 1967 and Untitled 1971. Every encounter I've had with a work by Linda Benglis has been a memorable one. You immediately sense their presence when you walk into a room. It's as if they're announcing themselves by not being where they're supposed to be. Paintings are on the floor and sculptures are hanging on the wall. I've grown to love the element of surprise embedded in Benglis's work, which is directly connected to its unconventionality. This is why I chose to write about Benglis and her practice for NGV Magazine. The first time I saw an artwork by Linda Benglis, I almost stood on it. I was at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, walking through a collection display dedicated to artworks made from the 1940s to the 1970s. All of a sudden, the measured yet firm voice of a gallery attendant cut through the murmuring masses. "Watch your step, there's an artwork in front of you." I looked down to realize I was just centimeters from Benglis's Modern Art, 1970 through 1974. Two biomorphic bronze masses that seem to capture a fluid substance in motion. About 5 years later, while I was working on the NGV's MoMA at NGV, 130 Years of Modern and Contemporary Art, which included Benglis's Modern Art, I noticed experiences that matched my own first encounter with the work. This shared reading of modern art as something so unexpected that you almost trip over it demonstrates how Benglis pushes the limits of the mediums and materials she chooses to work with. Benglis began her prolific artistic career in the 1960s. She moved from Louisiana to New York in 1964 and started her training as a painter with a specific focus on techniques associated with abstract expressionism. It was not long before Benglis broke away from her modernist and minimalist antecedents to employ a much broader range of materials and blur the boundaries between traditional media. She invented new methods of making, particularly with her pours, which resemble paintings, only they are created on the ground and are not constrained by a brush, stretcher, or frame. Benglis would fling and spill liquid rubber directly onto the gallery or studio floor. The unwieldy forms that resulted exist somewhere between painting and sculpture and record what the artist described as the frozen gesture. Before her pours, Benglis embarked on what would become a 4-year study of another viscous material, beeswax. Two works produced during this period are in the NGV collection, Untitled 1967 and Untitled 1971. In each painting cum sculpture, layer upon layer of heated beeswax has been applied to a long, narrow piece of wooden board. Displayed together, the works demonstrate how the results of Benglis's study often differed. The earlier work is almost impossibly smooth, with layers of beeswax, mixed with pigment and resin, painted on either side of a central point and blending to create a soft spectrum of blues and pinks. The work produced in 1971 has a less cosmetic finish. As the wax cooled, it naturally mutated, forming an uneven, cratered surface, which Benglis enhanced using a blowtorch. She described the process, explaining, "As they cooled, they began to rumple. And then as they began to rumple, I became interested in the formations that occurred." What unites Benglis's incredibly varied practice, which spans sculpture, painting, film, and even advertising, is her resistance of an easy definition of her work through her use of unconventional materials and methods. Although the NGV is currently closed, I encourage you to utilize our online collection and virtually inspect the cracks and crevices of some of Benglis's earliest innovations.